And PK Wednesday, it was going to be song covers, it was going to be interviews, it was going to be giveaways. But I think even in the name, you know, PK Wednesday, people are like, what's that? And I stayed consistent for a good little while, a good few months, but it really just wasn't doing anything. Like, and more than it just not doing anything, like not getting the hype or the likes or comments or engagement or whatever that I was hoping would come from it, I also didn't care about it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Parker Kane. He previously joined us on episode 107, so be sure to check out episode 107 after this one. Now, Parker is a beatboxer, musician, speaker, and podcast host. His viral video, McDubstep, where he beatboxes with a McDonald's cup and straw, has now been seen over 1 billion times on Facebook. The video even landed him his very own official McDonald's commercial, but he also tried and failed to create his own IGTV show. That's coming up after the break. Hey guys, real quick before we get into today's show, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for listening, and thank you for all the ways that you offer support, whether it's through reviews or sharing it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of this episode. If you want to find more ways to support us, you can go to mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Again, that's mechoradio.com/support. And with that, let's get on to today's show. Parker Kane, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, let's go for it.
The way you said yes, it didn't sound like overly sure, but we're gonna roll into this one anyways. So we're talking about you trying to do an IGTV show called PK Wednesdays, which I think is probably gonna be the title of this. I'm gonna write in my notes, PK Wednesdays is the title of this episode. Tell me about this creative experiment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having to hold back laughter even as you say. We're here to talk about your IGTV show called PK Wednesday.
Basically, I feel like everything in that sentence is outdated. PK Wednesdays, yeah. IGTV show, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the early stages of me kind of deciding that I am passionate about creating talk show format kind of shows, and I didn't have a podcast yet. Now I do, thankfully. But back then, I mean, this was probably 2017 ish. Like, I knew I had some of that hype from like a viral video, and like, I knew I just wanted to be consistent, but it was really hard for me to be consistently passionate about creating like these lame Instagram posts or like 60-second song cover videos, those kinds of things. And so I wanted to create a show and then just kind of commit to being consistent. That was the main goal, as I wanted to have responsibility. Like, every single Wednesday, I have to post something. And that was just my way of saying I need to post something at least once a week, because I was like, even today, I'm still kind of not posting that much on Instagram, but that was my effort. And PK Wednesday, it was going to be song covers, it was going to be interviews, it was going to be giveaways. But I think even in the name, you know, PK Wednesday, people are like, what's that? And the reason I came up with that name was because, you know, themed days like Motivation Monday, you know, Flashback Fridays. Like, I was trying to come up with something that just like, and I was like, PK, nothing, there's no day of the week that's just like, oh yeah, goes with Parker, you know, you know, there's no day of the week theme that goes with Parker Kane or whatever. So PK Wednesday was like as close as I could get. And I stayed consistent for a good little while, a good few months, but it really just wasn't doing anything. Like, and more than it just not doing anything, like not getting the hype or the likes or comments or engagement or whatever that I was hoping would come from it, I also didn't care about it. And I was like, I think I was just wrong mindset the whole way through. I just wanted to be consistent, and that was it. I wasn't trying to do anything that I really was happy about or cared about, or I wasn't trying to make it super quality. I just was trying to show up and do something for Instagram. And over time, I realized that I didn't care about it and nobody else cared about it. And what I learned from it, though, was that I do like the idea of having a show, and I do like the idea of being consistent, and I do like the idea of collaboration and interviewing people and learning stories. I also learned that I am much more passionate about pulling out other people's stories and sharing those than I am about sharing my story all the time, like me, me, me. And PK Wednesday was very, pointed at me. And so learned a lot of good lessons from it. Trashed it, put it in the can, took the lessons I learned, and moved on to create bigger and better things in the future. So that's that.
I love it. This was the first time I heard about PK Wednesdays. PK Wednesdays. every Wednesday on IGTV. I like how you kind of frame it in this way of, yeah, the show flopped itself, but the lessons that you learned from it were so valuable, right? You've gone on to create other projects, including Upbeat with Parker Kane. You like sharing stories, you like performing, you like talking to people, you like learning from other people and creating content in a consistent format. I think that's one of the biggest things. Was there any process you went through after this to, I guess, analyze everything that went wrong as well as everything that went right and kind of piece out where you wanted to go from there creatively?
Yes, and it was a huge contributor to why I went and ended up starting a podcast. And I don't know, I just think the another big lesson is I learned what I was comfortable with and what I wasn't comfortable with. And at that time it was I didn't like being on camera at all. And I also felt like when the mic's on, I'm myself, but when the camera's on, I'm like trying to be something that I'm not. And everything had to be scripted out. Like I was so like, okay, I'm gonna hold my phone this way and I'm gonna get a good angle and I'm gonna know exactly what I'm gonna say the whole time and it's gonna be great. And it just caused more stress than anything else. And I realized I wasn't showing up authentically as me and how I am. And so I knew at the time I wanted to do podcasting. In July 2017, that's when I really stumbled onto podcasting. And unfortunately, like I didn't pull the trigger on that until like 2 years later in 2019. But in that 2 year period, I was researching a lot about podcasting. But I just knew like I'd be more myself with a microphone. I knew I wanted to inspire people rather than just like show off my beatboxing ability. And I knew that I wanted to have a podcast and pull their stories from them and put that on blast rather than focus on myself the whole time. And so, yeah, those are some of the big lessons that I literally, like, to your point, focused on that after the flop. I wrote it down. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. And it helped me create my podcast, Upbeat. And thankfully, through doing my podcast, I am now much more comfortable on camera and I show up as myself. And I think there's just an element of clarity that exists now that didn't exist back then. But I had to do that to get there.
I like that element of clarity, and you had to do it. You had to go through that failure to get there. And I think that's the whole point of this show, is to talk about the failures that led us to where we are today. And of course, speaking of where you are today, I like to leave some time at the end of every episode for you to brag a little bit, for you to tell us where we can find you, your podcast, and anything else that you do now or in the future. So, fill us in, Parker. How can we get in touch?
Definitely just checking out my website, parkerkane.co. That's CO, not dot com. So parkerkane.co, parkerkane.co. That's my website. It's kind of the center hub for everything that I post. So from that point on, it's just personal preference. If you want to find me on Instagram, it'll be linked there. If you want to find me on Clubhouse, it'll be linked there. So yeah, that's just the place to go. And also on the podcast tab, you'll find Upbeat with Parker Kane, which is my baby. That's my number one. That's the thing that I work on the most and that I'm super proud of. And so it's definitely helpful to check out the podcast.
I love it. And I do encourage everybody to check it out because it is a great podcast. I've been subscribed very proudly since the very early double digits probably is about when I found it. So thank you, Parker, for joining us. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I don't know. How do I do an outro? Oh, no. Thanks, Parker.
That was good.
That was so bad. And thank you for listening. How often do we create like this? We think we're going to make some epic show, and as it gets going, we realize we don't even want to do it. It's okay to quit. Take the lesson learned and move on to a project you care about. I've done this plenty of times, and that's why this is the last episode of Broken Bulbs. Just kidding. We'll be back on Monday. Special thank you to Parker Kane for being willing to talk about his broken bulbs once again. Be sure to check out his work, including Upbeat with Parker Kane. Now, he also featured on episode 107 of Broken Bulbs, so be sure to go back and check that out as well. And if you want to support Broken Bulbs and the rest of the work I do, please visit mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Or just click the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecho Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecho.